Last weekend we experienced Black Friday. Huge queues outside most of the major retailers. Up and down the country people waited, jostled and harassed each other in a desperate search to snap up a pre-Christmas treat. Offer upon offer packaged and presented to expectant crowds, all seeking a bargain, desiring an elusive gift. What makes a good gift? Is it the size? The shape? I was fortunate once to be part of a team that took some gifts out to orphanages in Romania. As well as the gifts, we also performed circus shows. Whilst there, we were asked if we would perform at a newly opened hospice. Due to the limitations of the building, we realised that a circus show is out of the question. Thinking on our feet, we took out some modelling balloons and decided to make some large and extravagant balloon sculptures for this small group of children. In very limited Romanian, and mainly with the help of gestures, I convinced a small boy to be my volunteer. I took out 5 balloons, inflated one and passed it to him. He looked overjoyed, thanked me, turned round and went to sit down. I explained that there was more to come and proceeded to inflate all 5 balloons, twisted them together and made a large balloon motorbike. At this point the child was beside himself with joy. He rushed up to me and as way of thanks planted a kiss on my cheek. He then turned to one of his friends and gave the motorbike to him. This small boy, with very few possessions and a matter of months left to live, was given a gift that warmed his heart. A gift given out of love. His response was first to thank the bearer and then pass the gift on to his friend. Last weekend we entered the season of Advent, a time for Christians to reflect on the birth of Jesus and wait expectantly for his return, celebrating God's gift to a broken and hurting world. We picture that image of shepherds and wise men taking their gifts to a baby born in poverty, a prince of peace. Last weekend we saw gridlock traffic, fights breaking out in shops, people desperate to get their hands on material gifts at a rock-bottom price. We all like to receive gifts. We all like to snap up a bargain. However, that little boy in Romania, like the shepherds at the Nativity, realised that some gifts are worth more than others.